I want to move on now to the fungus that causes ash trees to die. It was one that arrived here in 2012. The consequences were devastating. 90% of the population of this iconic tree has died or will die. But we are going to finish on a good news story today, because scientists have been investigating what was going on with the 10% of trees that will remain healthy. And they think they know. And they think that it might hold the answer to how to restore the ash in the Irish landscape. And they want the public's help in identifying the location of these hardier varieties of ash around the country. In Chagask's Oak Park Research Facility in Carlow, Dr. Dheeraj Rathore showed me the ash tree nursery, a kind of a Noah's Ark, if you will. Disease-tolerant trees planted next to diseased trees to test how resilient they are. It's a project that Dheeraj is confident is the first step to the restoration of the noble of the wood. They're lovely trees, ash trees, when they're
beautiful,
healthy, aren't they?
Beautiful, beautiful trees. They catch your eye from a distance and from close. And you want to stay, you want to feel them. They have beautified our landscape for so many years. They have provided economical timber, ecological benefits, timber for hurling. And losing them is going to be a disaster.
They take pictures, they call me, and everything is quite open. We have a dedicated email address.
What is ash dieback?
It's caused by an invasive fungus called Hymenoischiphus fraxineus. Quite mouthful.
We can say fungus.
Fungus, yes. And it blocks the cells, stopping the nutrient and water supply.
Okay. And that fungus is carried on the wind or in a beetle like Dutch elm?
No, it carries by wind. They are microscopic spores which travel with the wind.
So we're looking at an infected tree now here. What happens to it?
So once the spores land on these leaves, they start growing, causing these brown lesions.
Okay.
Then the disease starts traveling through these twigs and
through
branches,
the twigs, through the branches,
into
the
trunk.
And each cell is getting blocked from transporting water and nutrition.
Yes. The fungus has two phases. One is it grows in the tree, uh-huh, and that happens over the summer months. But from autumn onwards into the winter months, it survives on the leaf litter.
So once the leaf drops off the tree, it falls onto the ground and the fungus can live there over the winter?
Yes, it does survive over the winter in the leaf litter. When the temperatures start picking up in spring, fungus starts growing back again on that same leaf litter.
As a little mushroom.
Yes, a little mushroom. And then it again starts releasing the spores in high number with the wind dispersal. They again land on the leaf canopy, causing the disease.
So isn't it very clever? Ultimately, it doesn't matter to it that it has killed off its host, because it can survive until the summer, until its spores are released and carried on the wind again.
Yeah.
Clever, clever little fungus.
It's the way, I would say, they don't have the brain, but it's just the way they have adapted to survive.
But then there are these tolerant strains. Like, this looks like a healthy tree here.
A healthy ash tree will have a very round green crown with loads of green leaves on it. The tips of the shoots will be looking very vigorous growth. And you can see this is all this year's growth. It's all full, very nice green, quite a strong leaf.
And you don't have to be a botanist to be able to look at that and just say, that looks healthy.
You can clearly see. You see just over here, and you will see around everywhere there is ash. Ash is the second most common species. And the dead-looking or the infected trees will look very weakened.
So what do you want the public to do once they have spotted a healthy-looking ash tree?
If the general public has seen a healthy-looking tree, please report it to ashforfuture@chagask.ie, or you can find more information on Chagask website.
Take a picture, drop a pin so that you know where it is, And that tree could possibly form part of the genetic seed bank for the future generations of ash.
It will be the part of a breeding program. They will become part of a seed orchard which will produce the seed for future.
Are you being typically cautious, like all scientists prefer to be, and say, no, I can't guarantee you, Philip, that the ash in a generation or two's time is going to be back in the kind of numbers that it was before 2012? Or is there reason for optimism here?
There is definitely a reason for optimism here, and I'm quite optimistic that we will be able to bring the ash back because we have seen how other countries have brought alums back. Spain is working towards it. Netherlands have done it already. And that gives us the optimism that we will be able to breed and produce progenies that will be highly tolerant and we'll be able to restore. No guarantee over how many generations, but there will be ash back.
If you succeed, the GAA will make you the patron saint of hurling, I think.
I don't want any of that, but I do want to see this beautiful native tree back in plantations, in hedgerows and in our landscape.
And the more disease-tolerant varieties of ash that we, the great Irish public, identify for Chagas, the more resilient the ash trees of the future will be. Strength through diversity. The message from Dr. Dheeraj Rathore. Ash for Future at chagask.ie is the email, or check out the Chagas website.